Tanya Hill said there are zoning issues that have arisen, plus health concerns.
We need to know the environmental effects of these solar panels coming into our ground and our property. It's not good. I'm not going to stand up here and preach that to you, but please do your homework, and I would really appreciate it if you could find somebody from the Vermilion County Health Department to serve on this committee.
Patty Jones told county board members that if the solar farm is erected, it would surround the home where she and her husband live on three sides. She voiced several concerns, among them,
we have received conflicting information regarding who's responsible for voting on this project. The Kaplan Village Board refuses to discuss the project or provide any information regarding the solar farm. The board refuses to commit to upholding Kaplan's, they refuse to commit to upholding Kaplan's 1.5 mile setback zoning ordinance.
Lisa Comrie also addressed the county board Tuesday evening, saying the solar farm would permanently alter the character of the landscape, displace productive farmland, and infringe on the rights of residents who believe their municipality's zoning still applied. County Board Member Joe Echo says he understands the citizen concerns. He noted Earthrise Energy is dealing with what's being called an absentee landowner.
These people prey upon absentee landowners, and that's what they did. The Latter-day Saints aren't, you know, in the area except for the farm ground. So they hit on them kind of people. So if we work together, we can accomplish a lot.
Earthrise Energy says the Tilton Solar Project would generate enough clean, renewable energy to power more than 30,000 homes. The solar farm is proposed on land stretching from just west of Tilton to just east of Catlin, on the north side of the Catlin-Tilton Road. I'm Bill Pickett.